to pay for something that's not useful, that's inappropriate? Who would go buy clothes that don't fit, especially fur coats? I mean, education's not cheap. You're going to Saks and buying the top of the line at these universities, and they don't fit, and you keep doing that for 4 years? Shame on us. That's stupid.
Can you imagine a world where you go to work every day and you trust everyone around you to do what they need to do? The real sign of having growth in your organization is when you welcome in and work with a diversity of instincts. Kathy Colby offers the science on making all this possible. Remember to subscribe to Genius Network so that you don't miss a future episode. Visit geniusnetwork.com/subscribe for more.
So this is a super special treat for everyone and myself. Always love having this person show up and share just a lifetime of wisdom. And so let me give a quick bio of who this person is. Her name is Kathy Colby, and Kathy Colby is the world's leading authority on human instincts. She solved the riddle of how all people can be both equal and different in the creative efforts by identifying the nature of universal instincts that constitute individual modus operandi, MO. Kathy is also an acclaimed theorist who discovered the four innate cognitive modalities, which she named action modes, and developed the only validated assessment of these instinct-based strengths. She's a prolific writer and best-selling author. Kathy has over 120 printed works and has written almost an equal amount for published software programs. She's an entrepreneur who founded and was the CEO of Colby Corp, a publishing and consulting company for 30 years, and is now its chairman and chief creative officer. How many of you have done a Colby? Okay, awesome. How many of you don't even know what a Colby is yet? Anyone? Okay, one per, okay, great. Well, thank you. So give it up for my dear friend, Kathy Colby.
Do you want to get my book so I can show
it? Oh, yeah.
Give me a scout.
You got it.
Okay, I was telling him just a few minutes ago, that's my most loyal friend probably in the whole world, other than my husband and children. He had that long pigtail when I met him. He was totally irresponsible, not respectable. There was nothing about him that would attract you except everything about him. And at the time I said, you know, I think there's hope for you. And of course I knew this was a gem. This was a total gem. So my friendship goes way back with this guy, and I know many of you go back with him too. And I'm very personally honored when I saw those hands up that you know your MOs, because, oh my gosh, I probably know more about you than you know about me. What I do know about you is that you're not all quick starts. When Joe first started, I don't think anybody touched him who wasn't more than a 9 in quick start. Because, you know, they could empathize with one another. And I think the real sign of having growth in your organization is when you welcome in and work with a diversity of human instincts, where you have the differing talents available to you. So I want to ask you a few questions. And I want you to imagine. Can you imagine a world in which you go to work every day and you trust everybody around you to do what they need to do? And everybody around you trusts you to do what you need to do. And where nobody is stressed out because they don't have the freedom to do things their own way. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a world where you go home and your spouse is not bitching at you for doing something that you're not good at doing? Your spouse understands you and doesn't expect you to be anything other than who you are. You don't have to change to make this person understand and respect you. And imagine even your kids do that. Understand and respect you for who you are. That's the real trick. Imagine that when you go home, how many of you have kids? Okay, imagine going home and they're not angry, upset, and stressed by what happened at school today. That they all were being treated as the unique, wonderful individuals you know they are. And they're being the options, given the options you know they need. And you know the school respects them for who they are and is nurturing them and is providing opportunities for them to grow and to shine and to use their abilities. Can you imagine that? Every day, every kid coming home from school that way? And can you imagine a world where you get it that all your kids aren't alike? And probably not much like you sometimes either. Where did they come from? How did they get this way? Why do they do that? What makes them tick? And you can answer that. And you can truly say, I not only love you, but you can truly add to that, I get you. I understand you. And I will help you thrive by being you. This room of people can imagine that easier than most because you're geniuses enough to be here. Imagine that you are in a health clinic and you're seeking assistance and they don't treat you like number 246. They understand you. They know what you need. And when they put you in the hospital for some treatment, there's a note that says, don't worry about it, he's non-compliant. That's okay. It's a good thing. He's going to trust his own instincts and he's going to get better because of it. Can you imagine that? It's the first thing I always tell the doctors when I go to a new, I'm now at Mayo's, and I said, when I got my concierge Mayo person, I said, the first thing I want you to do in big, bold letters right across my thing, non-compliant patient. I said, I want it known. I don't want to have to discuss that with every doctor I go to. I'm totally non-compliant. I always will be. I always have been. And at 77 years old, I can prove it works. If you're a young dude, they won't believe you. So imagine they don't treat your ACL the same way they treat other people's ACL. One person's ACL operation is not the same as another's, and it's because the rehab is different. I've had two of those ACL-MCL surgeries. I'm non-compliant to the fact that I will tell the physical therapist what they need to know about what I will and won't do, and then they need to figure out how to make that work. Can you imagine what they feel about that? But it works. I'm walking. I don't have a cane, right? We have to imagine that because for many people, that's not reality. The health system doesn't individualize for us. The educational system ignores individual needs. Relationship advisors can tell you what you should be doing for the affect, but they have no idea who you are, really, or what might be the underlying conflicts cognitively. But I tell you what, you don't really need to imagine this for much longer. My life goal has been that you don't have to imagine that happening. And I have been creating products and services so I can go, check, don't need to imagine that. Got it. Check, that's available. Check, I can prove it. Check, no one has to live through that anymore. That's what I'm doing. I'm checking those off. So we now have a career program, App Careers. And I'm just going to boldly tell you it's the best product I ever created, even better than the Colby A. And that's been my baby. But this is better than that. Because what it does is inside this software program, you answer questions that tell us what freedom do you need at work. Doesn't tell you about relationships. It's not as holistic. But what freedom do you need at work? What would stress you out if you didn't have that freedom? And from that information, plus, what is it you love to do? What kind of career would you like? What are you motivated to do? We have a very complex algorithm. It only took me 3 years to develop. That then tells you what out of over 1,200 careers would drive you crazy. First thing I love to tell people is don't ever do this. And then it tells you here are 20 things you'd be great doing that you've already identified you'd be interested in. And here are 20 things you would be great at doing that doesn't appear you've even thought of. That's where my heart, I get really excited when it opens doors. I want you guys, I want to figure out who in this room is going to help take that to the world so we don't have little kids saying, I want to be a rocket scientist. I want to be a fireman. We have them starting to figure out who they are. We don't have kids going through college changing their majors three times, ending up with huge debts and no career options that fit what they did. That is the worst economic mess. To pay for something that's not useful, that's inappropriate. Who would go buy clothes that don't fit? Especially fur coats. I mean, education's not cheap. You're going to Saks and buying the top of the line at these universities, and they don't fit? And you keep doing that for 4 years? Shame on us. That's stupid. I'm looking for you geniuses to help here. We need to take this to the world. As Joe can tell you, I am the world's worst marketer, and all he's tried to do to help me has never made Kathy a good marketer. I'm terrible. I've got the solution for all these things, and you don't even know about most of them. Do you know? Are you married?
No.
Are you married?
No.
I knew that when I asked him.
Non-compliance.
Troy, are you married?
We're together.
Has your wife taken?
That's not weird.
Okay, Troy. Has your wife taken the Colby?
No.
Okay, your wife needs to take the Colby for two reasons. She deserves to know what you know about yourself. She deserves to know what freedom she needs, what she's good at, what her strengths are. Probably you're giving her all that. What's your MO?
Pardon me?
What's your Colby amount?
I haven't taken the Colby either.
Oh, well, what are we doing here? All right. You need to take the Colby. And then you need, at the same time, not later, you need your wife to take the Colby. And then you don't have to imagine what you're doing to each other in terms of arguing about the way to do stuff. You know, who should take the garbage out? It's not always the guy. Guys, I'm giving you a heads up here. You might get a reason to not have to take the garbage out. That should be worth the price of a Colby. Once you know both of your MOs, I didn't feel that was enough. So what we did put together this thing called the A to A. And it says, are you married, Peter?
Yep.
Has your wife taken the index?
Yes, she came back in transition.
Oh, now we got to talk. When your wife is in transition, that means you're asking her to do all the wrong things, or the world is. You have a bunch of kids?
Yes.
That's the reason. Kids will do that to you. You don't get the freedom to be yourself and your mom, but dads can help relieve some of that. Oh, I could do a whole counseling session here. So I'm going to start a podcast just so I can do that for people. I'll tell you the trick here. Is when you get the A to A for a husband and wife or siblings or any other two people, the A to A will tell you where your stress points are between you and what you can do about it. There's a little box, and I write every word of all of these reports. There's a little box I put there that says, don't even think about, and then I fill it in according to your issues. There's some things you just need to don't even think about doing it. It's not going to happen. It won't be good. In fact, it'll be ugly. So for each of these things, when we look at schools, I know I'm past my 10 minutes almost, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Shall I stop right here?
No, just wrap up.
I would just take a few more seconds. Should I keep going?
Yeah, absolutely.
With your kind permission. I have tried for 35 years to get my local school district to hear me. That there is no excuse for not meeting the needs, individualized cognitive needs of every student. And they've said, we never heard of conation. There's no research behind it. No. And I've said, do it. And they said, no. I've said it. Now there's a failing school in my local district, a high school that will be taken over by the state in 1 year. if they don't turn it around. So who do you think they've come to? It took Scottsdale schools. That's pretty sad with the economic base here. A Scottsdale school is failing. They come over to Kathy and say, can you help us? Damn right I can. That school will not fail. They are putting all their leadership team through Colby training. I have taught them to use the Colby interview process. I have taught them to honor everybody's MO, not just have follow-through teachers. I have taught them that they need to look at the cognitive needs of every single student. That school will not fail. We don't need to imagine it. We will do it. So for every one of those things I've asked you to imagine, we're doing it. We're finding solutions. But I cannot do it alone, and that's why I'm here, is because I know some of you guys. I know the power you have. I know how well you market and communicate. Make this something you use it. Make this something you use. Use it in your communities and help me help more people understand it. Thank you.
Don't miss another episode of Genius Network. Subscribe today. More information can be found at geniusnetwork.com/subscribe. If you'd like to learn more about the Genius Network annual event, go to geniusnetworkevents.com. That's geniusnetworkevents.com. If you would like access to the complete presentation, the show notes, the links, and the special resources for this episode, please visit geniusnetwork.com/106. That's geniusnetwork.com/106.